Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc. All rights reserved.
Welcome back. It's 12 after the hour. Thank you very much for staying with me. I'm Jim Blasingame, and you're listening to the Small Business Advocate Show, and I'm glad you're here. John Bradbury is here too, ladies and gentlemen. John is a member of our Brain Trust, the author of Six Secrets to Startup Success. He's helped companies large and small get their businesses off the ground and operating and running, and once they're off the ground, continuing to do that. And he's our good friend, John Bradbury. Welcome back to the show.
Hey, Jim, how are you this morning?
Doing great.
Good to be here.
Good to talk to you, John. Thanks for being here. You know, John, when you've joined us in the past, we've talked about, some of the emotional parts of being a startup and getting a business out of the ground. The last time I think you were here, we talked about some different ways to get funding for your small business and get that
right.
Going. And of course, I'd like to remind people that the absolute most beautiful, most perfect funding source is a customer. Let's not forget that. I always like to throw that out whenever I get a chance, John. And speaking of customers, that's what you got to have if you're going to sustain your business. You got to have customers. And one of the things that a lot of companies don't, a lot of startups don't do, is to see how much business they have to do based on their operating expenses just to break even. That's a really important benchmark for us, for any business, but especially a startup, to know, isn't it, John?
Well, it is. It's the first really key milestone. I mean, beyond actually launching and getting a product and getting your very first check or payment for a product, you know, which is a great day, but of course that doesn't mean you're breaking even. And a lot of founders, I think, confuse revenue with profits, and so the key milestone is really that point at which month over month you're bringing in more than you're spending. And, you know, we know, I know personally, I've done it in the past, entrepreneurs tend to be optimists, and it's easy to look at your business through rose-colored glasses.
John, we're pathological optimists. that means there's almost no, virtually no cure.
That's right, and there's a great, it's a wonderful state of being often, and a lot of things in the world wouldn't exist if it weren't for that fact. At the same time, a lot of businesses have run over a cliff because of that. So,
what is break even? Tell us what break even means.
Well, I consider break even when you get to the point where you are, you've priced your product at a level where your margin is sufficient, and you're selling enough of them that you cover your costs completely. That includes overhead, that includes the cost of goods sold, and at the end of that equation, you're putting money in the bank, or you're able to reinvest that money into your business.
Now, a break-even, there are a couple of things I want us to talk about today. One is break-even, and the other is positive cash flow, because those are two different things, aren't they?
Right.
And so let's do the break even first, because as you say, break even is when you have enough sales to produce gross profit, and your, as you said, your profit margin is enough so that the sales drive the profit, the gross profit, which then covers, as you say, all your expenses, and in the strict definition, nothing's left over. You made sales, you created gross profit, you paid your bills, and nothing's left over. That's basically break even, and that, believe it or not, that doesn't sound very exciting. Maybe to somebody who doesn't know much about business, but that's actually a pretty cool state of being for the first time it happens to a small business, isn't it?
Well, it is. That's why it's a great milestone. And I was actually, thanks for the clarification. I'm thinking of a trajectory in which you're continuing to market and be successful in selling your product over time, so that the trajectory of your business, once you break even, does begin to generate positive cash flow over time.
Right.
You know, And I like to look at businesses in phases, and entrepreneurs come to me and they have these grand plans for how they're going to take over the world and launch global empires. But, you know, really that's the very first conversation. Let's see if you can get to the point where this is a viable business.
Right.
That you can support and fund it through your sales.
Well, the reason
businesses never get that far.
The reason break even to me is so important is because if you can calculate break even, if you can come to that term, then you've done a bunch. You've been able to identify some really important components of the operation of your business. You've determined how much sales you have to have in a month. You've determined mm-hmm. what kind of gross profit you've got to have. So that's the incremental, you know, pricing structure. And you've identified what your true expenses are. And if you can do
that's
those
right.
three things, I'll tell you something, John. If every startup could do those three things and do them well, we could cut business failures in half in 1 year. What do you think?
Absolutely. Absolutely. And I think it's important that there are two forms of break-even. There's break-even on paper. Yeah, I have an investor friend who likes to say, well, that business looks really good on paper. And then there's break-even in the real world.
Yeah.
And those are usually very different. And so one of the greatest advantages of that that journey from, you know, your start to the point where you're breaking even is the learning that happens, the discovery,
mm-hmm.
the assumptions that you had on paper that just didn't pan out or pan out differently than you expected.
Well, and one of those assumptions would be that you could get 35% gross margin on everything you sell, and that's a big shocker.
Exactly.
when you figure out that that's a myth, right?
Right, right. And there are always true costs in a business or hidden costs that don't appear on paper. And because we're so optimistic, typically
right.
we tend to think best case scenario.
Yeah, but I'll tell you something, John.
Yeah,
I'd be happy. If every small business, you know, even if they didn't know all the surprises that were going to happen, I'd be happy if we're trying to get a startup to really get to a point where they can start learning. To me, I'd be happy if they could learn those three things. How much sales do I have to have to drive mm-hmm. gross profit dollars at this percentage that I think I can make competitively to pay these bills? You know, as you say, with all the surprises that can come up, that's when the learning happens, right?
That's right, and that's why, you know, the smartest investors, if you really want to raise money, you don't have to go out and you try to convince people that you're going to generate millions of dollars a year. If you can just build a business that is breaking even without a lot of investment in marketing and
John,
sales.
Hold on to that thought. I'm going to let you pick up on that after these messages. John Bradbury is our guest. His book is Six Secrets.
Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc., intended for the private use of our audience. Except as otherwise provided by copyright law, all other copying, redistribution, or publication without prior written consent is prohibited. All rights reserved.